That's the best way to open up the show.
Some laughs.
Well, listeners, you are tuned in. You know what that tune means. It's Everything Under the Sun. The Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK, the best radio station this side of the Mississippi. And as you could already tell, we're going to have one heck of a fun show today. Everything Under the Sun, every week we highlight a story from these pages of the Sopra Sun. Fresh on the stands every Thursday morning. We'll be talking about this week's page 5 story with the garage cracks a cold one on December 8th. So we'll be speaking with Patrice Fuller, owner and operator of Carbondale Beer Works, who's been there for about 9 years. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're also here with, if not the only head brewmaster, woman brewmaster in the Valley, Kelly Snyder. Thank you both so much for joining us today on Everything Under the Sun.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
And and I'm glad we're having fun already. I think I missed the joke, right. Which I'm...
kind of morbid.
Oh, it's all morbid? That's okay. I like that. I actually, this is totally out of left field for our listeners, but been watching that show Wednesday on Netflix. It's really good.
Love it. It is really good.
It's really good. And I love the Addams Family. And so I recommend it. And it's Tim Burton. So, it's usually a safe bet. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't already picked up a copy of the Sopra Sun, you can head on down to the nearest yellow newspaper bin closest to you and grab a copy. And again, we'll be talking about today's page 5 story, The Garage, which is Patrice, again, the owner of Carbondale Beer Works, is opening a new location across from Thunder River Market off Highway 82, where Ball Brew used to be. We're going to get into all that. But make sure that you know and put this in your calendar that the Garage will be celebrating their grand opening this Sunday, December 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. And I imagine both you, Patrice, and Kelly will be there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, again, thank you both for being on the show. Now, I know that you both been on KDNK before.
Yes, I have. I don't know if Kelly has, but I have.
I haven't been on KDNK, but I've been here before. My old roommate used to do a DJ session. So
awesome. Great. Yeah. Well, you've been here before.
Yeah. And used to live a block away, so it was real easy.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, and you'll find on page 5, there's a picture of Kelly serving up a beer. Kelly is, again, the brewmaster, so she's the head of, she's brewing all those beers at both Beer Works and at the Garage now. The Garage is a beautiful space. I got to go and check it out a few days ago when I interviewed Patrice. But let's give a little bit of background. Patrice, you've been here for 9 years. You came from the city to a small town living. I know it's mentioned in the story, but can you give or tell listeners about how it came to be that you became the owner of Carbondale Beer Works?
Certainly. I can give you the shorter version of it because it's a really long story that spans many years. I was living in Washington, in Seattle. I was in the process of expanding with a brewery that I knew, and I was going to work with them and open a new location with them and partner. And after, I don't know, a year plus, they pulled out at the last minute. And then I went on to open to try another location, and everything went wrong there. And then I went to try another location, and my banker disappeared. so it was super fun. But anyways, when I was in Chicago, I had a mentor. There's a program called SCORE where I highly recommend it if you ever actually want to open your own business or do something to that effect, you work with someone and they kind of challenge you for your ideas. Anyways, when I worked with this man, his name was Ash, he said, why don't you just buy something and do what you want with it? And I was like, okay, well, I'll give that a shot then. I remembered that conversation. Anyhow, I used to look on this site called Biz Buy Sell or Buy Biz Sell. I don't remember what it's called anymore. And there was a brew pub on there in Colorado, and I had a friend that lived in Colorado that I oddly met in Chicago. And so I messaged her and I was like, can I sign this NDA? It's a non-disclosure agreement so I can get this information. But this guy doesn't think I'm crazy that I live in Seattle and I'm interested in a brew pub in the middle of Colorado. And so I filled it out, got the information. Jeff, who owned it, had answered a bunch of questions. It sounded pretty cool. It sounded something like that was familiar to me and that I could work with. So I flew in the Saturday of fashion show weekend. I got in at like 7 in the morning. My girlfriend picked me up in Denver. We drove here. We went to lunch at Beer Works. Her mom met us. Funny, she had picked up a hitchhiker and she was quizzing him about Beer Works. And I was like, you can't say anything. Nobody knows it's for sale. And so she was like, well, I got all this information for you. And I was like, okay. So whatever, we stayed at the Days Inn, we came down, we went to Marble, Town existed at the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a great restaurant.
It was such a great restaurant.
Yes, it was.
We went back to Beer Works cause it wasn't busy and we didn't know why. And everybody kept saying, well, there's this fashion show going on and everyone's there. And we're like, oh, okay. Still didn't know what that meant, but whatever. People came out. We went to the poorhouse, and I always tell people this story. And if you know Jerry Pace and Carol Joe, I love them. They're still two of my favorite people in this town. We went to poorhouse, and it sounds so random. There were two empty chairs, and they were seated at two, and then there was an empty one, and there were three of us. I was Chachi, who used to brew for me, was with me. And they were like, can we move down? We'll move down for you. And I was like, what? We didn't even ask. Like, to me, that was weird.
Yeah, coming from the city, like, that doesn't really happen.
Yeah, and if you've ever heard of the Seattle freeze, it's real. So we were like, people are so nice here. So we went to the Nugget. The next day I saw Beer Works. We went to Bonfire with Jeff, his broker, and the three of us. We talked about some stuff, went back to Denver, went out. Flew back in the morning while we were flying back. They wrote up the deal, and I went in, told my boss I was leaving, and hoped that it would all work out, which thankfully it did. I just felt like the town had, the town had everything I wanted. It had a coffee shop, a distillery, a brewery, a dive bar, a nice place to go to dinner, and the poorhouse, which I just absolutely loved. So that's kind of how I wound up here. I didn't know anybody or anything, but I knew I was going to work a lot. And I didn't really think it through, but if you know anything about me, I don't think things through very often. I'm always like, how hard can it be?
I knew that's one of your phrases, how hard can it be?
Yes, and I receive a lot of flack for it from people because they're like, it's harder than you think. And I'm like, hey, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, you're doing a great job. And I just love that, too, that you came in and you spent about 36 hours in Carbondale, in Colorado, for that matter. And you took in so much of it. You went up to Marble. You had a drink at the Nugget. You went to the poorhouse. It's really cool that you saw so much and got a good feeling of it so quickly. And, I mean, how grateful are we, and we'll get to it, that you did decide to settle here and get Beer Works, because you do a lot. You give back a lot to the community, and I do want to get to that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It also sounds like I have a drinking problem now because that's all I talked about was going out.
I gotta check it out.
Well,
now
no, I know. You had to check out the competition, maybe. And you also, you know, we know that you appreciate there being a coffee shop and so much more. I know there's a couple other things that you mentioned, too. I mean, we even have the movie theater, and you had mentioned that, and TRTC, and your connections with the folks over at TRTC, I know, is really strong, too.
Oh, yes. I love TRTC.
And again, for our listeners, that's Thunder River Theater Company. And I love that you came in on Fashion Show Weekend. Did you notice the buzz around that? Was everyone just like over at the rec center, or it might not even have been at the rec center at the time?
I think everybody was at the rec center. There was no one in town, so everybody kept telling us no, because we're like, where is everybody? And so I'm guessing that's where everybody was. When I was at Beer Works, a whole bunch of people came in at one point when I had returned that night. So I'm guessing they came from the fashion show. I clearly had no idea what that even, I was like, I mean, I know what a fashion show is, but I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. This is a one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
as you now, of course, know, because that, and for our listeners again, that was 9 years ago about, right?
Yeah, it was March 2016.
March 2016.
Almost 9 years.
And then you came, and I think I remember you telling me during the interview, you came in, and one of the first nights that you were working, it was, or where you were the owner, it was First Friday?
Yeah, it was. We had the mile markers, and Nelson introduced us. He's like, I don't know if you wanted me to do that. And I was like, well, whatever, you know. so, yes, that was my fourth day in town, I believe, maybe my third. One or the other. I was just like, I don't know what this is. I found out we had a fire pit that night, though, so that was pretty exciting.
I love the fire pit.
And that's where you're like, how hard can it be? First Friday.
And I do want to give a shout out, just because you brought up his name a couple times, to Jeff Dahl, the former owner. And you said that you even reach out to him still sometimes.
Oh, yeah, when we need a password to something or to reset. So we just needed something for the website. Jeff was great. I couldn't have bought a business from a better person. He's been helpful and very supportive of me all the way along.
Fantastic. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. This week, we're talking about the garage, which is going to be a second location for Patrice Fuller, the owner and operator of Carbondale Beer Works here in Carbondale. The garage is located where Ball Brewery used to be, the back half of where Ball Brewery used to be, behind Anytime Fitness, off of Highway 82, across from Thunder River Market. We have both Patrice in here, as well as head brewer, brewmaster Kelly Snyder. So just before we get into the garage, which obviously I want to highlight that for the majority of the show, I do again just want to I think a lot of people know just the community involvement that you elevate at Beer Works, and that you plan to do again at the garage, and that nonprofit support. What drives you to do that, Patrice?
I always knew that when I had my own business, if I had a platform where I could help people, I would. I think most of us wouldn't be where we are in life without some sort of help along the way. You know, I spoke to SCORE. They did a lot of work for me. I know people over the years who've, you know, use nonprofits for different things. You know, Muggsy has an amazing one, to speak of people with amazing nonprofits.
Right, we just saw Muggsy say.
We did. That made me think of her, but she does. I'm super lucky, and we live in a really amazing community with amazing things. You know, the theater, definitely. It's amazing to support them. School debt. Actually, that's not a... I don't know. I just always thought if I could, I would love to help people because, you know, not everybody has somebody who can stand up for them or speak for them. And we have the opportunity to provide that, provide people with a space to do those things. And, you know, I just couldn't imagine not doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I, you know, you just mentioned it briefly, but the fact that you and Beer Works did help raise money to pay off kids' lunch debt at the Rowing Fork schools. That's so awesome. How was that experience?
That was really interesting. I mean, I met a lot of my friends, actually, that obviously that now are doing well in their lives. And they were part of that, part of that where they didn't have money for school. There were teachers that had, current teachers and former teachers, who had donated and talked to me about it. My cousin actually runs a lunchroom in Minnesota in St. Paul, and she talks about it a lot, and she'll pay for the kids so they don't have to feel left out. I was very fortunate growing up. I never had that happen. You know, we either brought lunch or my parents could afford to pay for lunch. So it was mind-blowing to me that exists even. Like, I can't imagine that all kids don't get to eat, like, the same food. That's just wild to me. Like, I don't know why we don't want to make sure that, you know, kids have proper nutrition to learn and to grow. And, you know, they're part of the society and they're going to lead us in the future. I feel like they should be able to eat.
Yeah. Well, Ed, I mean, Ed, to not have that debt, that would prevent them from buying more lunch potentially. And so, I mean, thank you. And for all that you do, Chicken Poop Bingo, Katie and Kay, Bingo, as well as music trivia for the Indies Inca Youth Empowerment Program. You've hosted the Sopra Sun as well. Just thank you, Patrice, for giving back so much. Let's talk a little bit about the garage. Now, you had a soft opening in early November, is that right?
Yeah, soft opening. We're going to do a grand opening. We'll do another opening.
So how has the attendance at the soft opening was pretty good, it sounded like, and mostly friends and close. We talk about like the extended family of Beerworks, because there's, of course, the employees and everyone keeping the business running, but there's also your regulars and the community in general. How many people about came through for opening night?
I think overall we probably had between 50 and 60 come through. It was fun to get some people that were from Glenwood. It was fun to get some people from the neighborhood that were excited to have something around. And, of course, I had tons of my extended family, former employees, regulars, everybody show up. So that was really amazing to see. It's really nice when you put a lot of work into something and a lot of money and everything you have, and to have people show up and support you is so wonderful and so appreciated. And you can probably never, I could probably never tell all those people how grateful I am for all that support. You know, it's not like they could walk down the street and come over there, you know. And granted, we had the Valley Hopper and Marty took a lot of people, but that means a lot, you know. It's just, you don't know what to expect, because it's definitely different than Beerworks environment-wise. So I wasn't sure what to expect, and it was really nice to have all that support.
Yeah, that's great. And you and I had kind of talked a little bit, but in the past there have been a couple like watering holes on between Carbondale and Glenwood, but that hasn't been the case. And now there is like this place for people to gather, have a drink. Kids are welcome to have a juice box if they're in tow. Do you feel like you're helping fill a void there?
Hopefully. It's a little hard right now. I mean, obviously opening in the middle of November and the middle of 82 probably isn't the smartest move. but we've got people coming in, and that's really all that matters. You know, we'll slowly build that clientele. You know, Kelly's had a lot of people just show up to, you know, she's meeting new people in the neighborhood, getting to show people the brewery and talk about what she does. So, and anything like that takes time. You know, it's, at this point, it's advertising. You know, it's like when I first opened Beerworks for Lunch, I maybe did $6 between 11 and 4. But hey, people came in and looked at it and checked it out and came back later. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Absolutely. And I know I mentioned it, so I won't put this one on you. But if you're sitting in traffic and it's just too much on Highway 82 driving home on Thursday through Sunday, stop in. Obviously, don't get over the limit, but you could have a beer while you wait it out. And then also just real quick, one collaboration you're planning on, and because the biking community will certainly be coming through there in the summertime, can you tell us a little bit about that collaboration with Aloha Cyclery?
Nick DeGross and I happen to be very good friends, and obviously we both own our own businesses, so we've always talked about kind of supporting each other and how that would work when I took over that spot. So he's going to sponsor and bring in, I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those bike things where you can fix stuff on your bike if you're riding along.
I think you described it perfectly. I don't know what it's called either.
Definitely not
you
a professional.
Tune up your bike.
There you go. And he's going to put in some things that you might need while you're riding your bike that could go wrong, like a tube and I don't know, whatever else you need on a bike. I am not allowed on a bike. I am not good on a bike. And we're going to hang up some bikes in there. So he'll have his QR code, and if you're out and about, you can come by. You can even just scan it, and, you know, we're hoping to drum up some more advertising for him and get him some more people, too, because he does an amazing job over there, and he's just an amazing person. Awesome. So we're looking forward to, yeah, we want to, the beer and biking, you know, they go hand in hand, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Under the limit.
Right. Yeah. Stay under the limit. Yes. Now, Kelly, I do. And there's a women empowerment program to Beerworks, because there's, you know, there's, and it's mentioned in the article, the trend of brewing and, you know, having been kind of taken over, and there being a sense of male dominancy, much like we see in, you know, and what we're trying to change that trend in other places. Kelly, you and, like we said earlier, likely are one of the first brewmasters who's a woman in the Valley. You had described kind of a funny story about going to a conference recently, and I would love it if you told everyone about that. But how did you get into start brewing for Beerworks?
So I actually started bartending there, and Pat, the old brewer, he left to start being an electrician, and I've always wanted to brew, so I told Teresa, I was like, me? Can I do it? And so then she got me a full-time mentor, put me through school online, and gave me a chance, the only person that gave me a chance, because I did try to learn from a few other people, but they were a little too busy, so... super grateful, and it's been a lot of fun and a lot of stress.
I can imagine.
But I know what tools are now, so we're good.
You're brewing beer for so many people. I mean, there's so many people who are having your beer. We talked about that. It's not just home brewing anymore, which you kind of started out doing.
Yeah, I've done that a little bit. Yeah, it is very nerve-wracking for people to actually pay for your beer. You want to make sure it's good, and they haven't all been amazing.
All the ones I've had.
I mean, I've dumped two so far, but thankfully enough, Patrice was like, it's your name on it. And I was like, cool, I don't want people to drink this.
Yeah.
That's only two, though, in like 2 years. So.
Well, and it's so great to have, you know, a boss who is, you know, that's to have that mentor who's going to still build you up, mm-hmm. right, rather than let you go. And so thank you, Patrice.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. She's really crushing it. She's like, that took a lot of balls to just be like, I'm going to do this. Because it's really not easy.
No.
It's very scientific.
Oh, extremely so. I've tried doing the homebrew and it did not pan out at all. Honestly, it didn't even get to the point of bottling. So I can imagine.
You're like, never mind.
Now, let's see here. Kelly, could you actually just share, because you did get to go to a beer brewing convention. Can you share a little bit about that? It made me chuckle.
Yeah. So Patrice and I went to the Nashville Brewers Convention, and it happened to be when Taylor Swift was playing in her hometown. And there was a lot of guys and a lot of glitter. And, like when we went to check in the hotel or like certain places, they're like, oh, you guys here for Taylor Swift? Like, no, we're here for the Brewers Convention. Like, thanks so much.
Right.
You're just assuming.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun to see all the glitter and all the men.
Like, and you, yeah, and it's cool because, again, you guys are going against that grain
yep.
and making a stand. And, again, the slogan or one of the slogans for Beer Works is, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, bitch home, bitch brewed.
Right.
And bitches empower bitches.
Right. Because, and you're taking that word back. And can you speak to that as well, Patrice, a little bit?
Yeah, we are taking that word back among many others. There's a few reasons that we do it. Everybody knows I'm heavily female run, and that is because I spent years in an industry that only cared about women who were pretty or thin or had big boobs. And so those were the requirements. I used to hate it when we'd go on a, like, we do a job fair and I'd have to leave and the guys would hire and I'd be like, oh God. And there's nothing wrong with having any of those attributes. It was just their only attributes. They didn't think we were smart. They didn't think we would get along. They didn't think we could do anything. I used to have to wear nylons at a job and our vice president would come by and snap our legs to make sure we had nylons on. So I wanted to kind of prove, my goal was to prove, hey, we can do this. And the reason we use the word bitch a lot is if you've ever worked in this industry, that's the very first thing someone will call you, or the C word. They just come for you. Like, I don't mind being insulted. Be creative.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, come up with something.
Come up with something
and
good.
You don't have to be sexist while you're at it. Right?
Yeah, and the amount of people, I mean, I had a guy come back in the bar to call me that. Like, it's just wild to me. Like, And so, yeah, I wanted to prove that we can take that word back because it doesn't hurt our feelings. We really don't care. And yeah, we see ourselves that way sometimes. And, you know, it's just what we are and what we're about. But yeah, it's just, I've been the first female GM a lot of places. When I bought Beer Works, I was one of 12 100% female-owned breweries in the entire country. So, yeah, we just wanted to prove we can do it and we can get along while we do it and we can fight and still have a beer when we get done at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Well, we only have a few minutes left. We might go into burnout. I apologize to listeners. The main point of this interview is to let people know about the garage, which is a really sweet space. It's located behind Anytime Fitness across from Thunder River Market off of Highway 82. It's the side door at 7025 Highway 82, Unit 1. The grand opening is this Sunday, December 8th, 3 to 7. The Valley Hopper will be there to provide transport from Beer Works to the garage and back for all you Carbondalians. And then DJ Basic Vitch will also be DJing, so there'll be some good tunes. Patrice, any closing remarks before I let you all go today?
Come see us at the garage. Kelly brewed a special beer for the garage only. It's called Dad Bod. It's amazing. She really
it
crushed
is really good,
it.
Yeah.
Really, really proud of her. If you love my staff, they'll all be rotating through down there. You can go see Kelly and Sophia right now, but come see us. We have beer, wine, cider, NAs, and pizza.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for joining us today. You heard it, folks. Get down to the garage. Get that Beer Works vibe right off of 82. Grand opening is this Sunday, December 8th, 3 to 7 p.m. Find out all and more, or some, on page 5 of this week's Oprah Sun. Thank you.
Thank you.